This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 68 people were killed by an Israeli strike in central Gaza, according to health officials, while the number of Israeli soldiers killed in combat over the weekend rose to 15. Associated Press journalists at a nearby hospital watched a frantic Palestinian carry the dead, including a baby and wounded following the strike on the Maghazi refugee camp east of one bloody young girl looked stunned while her body was checked for broken bones. The 68 fatalities include at least 12 women and 7 children, according to early hospital figures. A charter plane sequestered while carrying 303 Indians to Nicaragua was authorized Sunday to leave the French airport, where it has been grounded for 4 days for a human traffic investigation. A lawyer for the airline said that the plane would have taken many of the stranded passengers back to India by Monday. Local authorities were working through Christmas Eve on formalities to allow some passengers to leave the small airport held since Thursday. 2 passengers were detained as part of a special French investigation into suspected human trafficking by an organized criminal group. Several others requested asylum in France, according to the local administration. Prosecutors said 11 passengers were unaccompanied by minors who were put under special administrative care. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has issued a Christmas message to his country, assuring them of eventual victory over Russia. In the message released on Sunday, Zelensky stands in front of Kyiv's famous monastery complex and speaks of praying for the end of the war, which began when Russia invaded its neighbor in February of 2022. He said for the first time, Ukraine will celebrate Christmas Day on December 25th after Zelensky signed into law a parliamentary bill to abandon the Russian cultural and religious heritage. This is VOA News. The death toll from China's most powerful earthquake in years has risen to 149. 2 people are still missing after the tremor hit northwestern parts of the country last week. The 6.2 magnitude quake struck a remote mountainous area between Gansu and another province on December 18th, reducing homes to rubble and triggering heavy mudslides that inundated 2 villages. State broadcaster CCTV said Monday that the death toll in Donghai City has risen by 1 to 32, and rescuers were still searching for 2 missing people. In neighboring Gansu, authorities had reported 117 dead. Nearly 1,000 were injured. More than 14,000 homes destroyed in China's deadliest earthquake in 9 years. Turkey's Air Force conducted airstrikes in northern Iraq, I should say Iraq, and Syria on Saturday and destroyed 29 targets of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, after 12 soldiers were killed in the past 2 days in northern Iraq. That's according to Turkey's defense ministry. It has neutralized 30 PKK militants in northern Iraq so far, citing the defense minister. Turkey typically uses the term neutralized to mean killed. It was the command center following the airstrikes overnight and addressed the pilots, congratulating them for a successful operation. The Iranian Navy displayed its new cruise missile to the media on Sunday as the U.S. accused Iran of a drone attack on a chemical tanker in the Indian Ocean. Reconnaissance helicopters, drones, and marine cruise missiles with a range of 1,000 kilometers or 621 miles were among the new weapons added to the Navy's arsenal. Although Western military analysts say that Iran sometimes exaggerates its capabilities, Iranian-made missiles and drones are a key element in Tehran's military hardware. Brazil's federal police say one of the country's most wanted criminals has turned himself in after negotiations with local authorities. Luis Antonio da Silva Braga, better known as Zeno, is the top criminal leader of the targeted militia group in the state of Rio de Janeiro. Federal police said Sunday that he had 12 arrest warrants issued against him. Militias emerged in the 1990s when they originally were made up of mainly former police officers, firefighters, and soldiers who wanted to combat lawlessness in their neighborhoods. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. Again, that is VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.